We've had a couple of stories in the past couple of months of companies facing class action lawsuits based on false advertising. Mm-hmm. You remember the Texas Pete hot sauce?
Oh, of course.
Case yep. Where they sued because it wasn't made in Texas.
That's right.
And we were deceived because it says Texas Pete's. And so we, and then we had the Brilla pasta. We thought we were paying for something that was made in Italy. You deceived us. Well,
now
this,
now what?
This is a class action lawsuit that's been filed in Los Angeles County Superior Court against Dream Fields Brands, which is a California marijuana company. It's being sued for false advertising after two dissatisfied customers said that the marijuana they bought wasn't strong enough.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't get high enough.
Okay.
Wow.
It's not about where it was made. It's about it just wasn't made.
The quality, yeah, I guess, exactly is what they're looking right for.
They're alleging false advertising, claiming that their products have a high THC component, which is the compound in marijuana that makes users feel high. The plaintiffs claim they bought pre-rolled Jeter brand joints that were advertised as having a high THC content, and they said, nah, didn't.
Oh my gosh.
Now here's where, you know, all the comedic jokes we can make. You know, I was just looking, I said, and maybe need a more recent reference for something with the marijuana song. Maybe if I were to say something that the plaintiffs, Cheech and Chong, but does that fit anymore? Can we find some more current people who, I don't know, Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, that'd be okay. Be okay. Yeah, Snoop would be one. Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway,
yes.
they're not the plaintiffs, but just for the joke.
Right.
This is serious. The lawsuit says because cannabis consumers generally prefer and are willing to pay for more high THC cannabis products, a company that declares their products to have a very high THC content and does not, and is charging premium rates, is advertising falsely. The suit says that the joints had a lower THC content than advertised, which means millions of consumers were overpaying for a weaker product.
Interesting. Well,
that is interesting.
Okay. I have to give that one some thought.
Now, I have to say, I find this, if it were proven to be true, more of a basis of false advertising than the other companies.
It's true.
Because you are actually advertising a product of something that is not what the product is. It's not where it was made.
Yeah, like that Texas hot sauce. It still said on the label that it was made in North Carolina.
And nobody contended that the sauce wasn't good.
Yeah.
It just wasn't made where they thought.
Correct.
You know?
I guess I'd be curious to know, you know, they're saying that it has a lower THC content. Who did the study? And how did they have a bunch of lawyers that were standing around going, yeah, you guys aren't as high as what I thought you'd be.
A bunch of lawyers saying, I'll take the case pro bono.
Yeah.
It does say testing. It says testing. It doesn't say who did the testing, but it just says testing revealed. So apparently they did do some testing.
Mm-hmm.
The company did respond and put out a statement called the allegations baseless and ridiculous. The allegations regarding our THC levels are false. We take pride in our compliance and commitment to state-mandated testing procedures, including independent third-party testing. The product and our integrity are something we truly value as a company and take all the proper and legal steps before our product hits the shelves. The company's saying, hey, we did the testing. It's good. The lawsuit, they say they did testing and it's bad, so here we are in court.
I want to follow this one. Really, I do. I want to see what I do.
The plaintiffs, by the way, seeking damages, including restitution, an injunction against the company, attorney's fees, and a case of Doritos. I just threw that in again. Comedic effect. Come on, how can we?
Should have said pizza. I think.
Pizza. Yeah.
Actually, the plaintiffs probably want to be quality control testers for the next batch.
Oh yeah, there you go. It's great. Make us happy. Give us a job. We'll
give
make sure
job
that your company is producing the proper amounts of THC in the product that you're selling.
That's crazy.
Don't know where this is going to. Now, as we often talk about these things too, it is a class action suit.
Yeah.
If the company was found guilty. So how do people...
How do you
get in your claim? How do you...
I guess if you have receipts.
You saved receipts or
something
like that?
Yeah, save your receipt. I guess you would
I suppose that's the only...
For it.
suppose that's the only way.
Yeah.
Unless your receipt went up in smoke. Sorry, that was
very nice.
That was bad.
No, that was so bad it was good. that was very good. Roll.
I can't say anything else.
We got to roll with it, right?
Oh, and there he comes again. I'm done. That's it. You only got a few seconds to prepare yourself for news, Denise.
I know, I got to straighten myself up here. Sorry.
I can only wait for the next company to face a class action lawsuit to see what we get.